Or a London term, you know, an English term maybe. My flat.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right, what do you call a guy who, well, he serves the same function as you do, but he probably lives in a high-rise apartment building with the other tenants?
Oh, resident manager.
There's, okay. What about a guy who does minor repair work as well?
Maintenance man.
All right. How about a superintendent? What's that? Is that, again, a New York term?
A superintendent, well, there's a building superintendent. That's what we have on office buildings, high-rise office buildings. We have a building superintendent. The maintenance man would be in an apartment building here. They don't call them supers here.
Okay. And a maintenance man would work alongside a resident manager.
Right.
Okay.
Or in some very strange instances, might be the resident manager, but rarely will you find a maintenance man who has the personality and the speaking ability to deal with the public and rent apartments and collect rent. So usually you have to have two people.
Okay. Is there any? Are there any other people that I've left out who work
in an apartment? Yeah. Well, there's what we call porters.
Okay.
Now, they're the ones. The maintenance man has some skills, and he's paid commensurate with his skills. He can do minor electrical work, plumbing work, things like that, repairs. A porter is the guy that cuts the grass, that cleans up the yard. When you have an apartment vacant, he's the one that cleans out the bathroom and shampoos the carpet and cleans out the stove and that type of work.
All right, does he work for the maintenance man or for this?
No, he works for the owner of the building.
And was he supervised by the maintenance man?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no. It depends how much of an active interest the maintenance... If the maintenance man is just at one apartment complex, he still wouldn't really supervise the porter.
Okay. All right, we're going to go to garden tools.
Okay. One of my favorite subjects.
Yes, I figured it would be. What do you cut the grass with?
Lawnmower.
Okay. Supposing a lawnmower were electrically or gas-powered, what would you call it?
It would be called a lawnmower.
All right. How about if you could ride it?
A riding lawnmower.
Okay. What do you call a little tool that's used to loosen up soil before you plant? It's a hand tool.
Oh, a hand tool would be a spade, or if it was a bigger, it'd be a hoe, or a pitchfork.
Okay. Have you heard of a tiller?
Well, a tiller is a machine with these little wheels that you pull behind a little tractor.
Oh.
That disc, or it's also called a disker.
But a disker and a tiller are the same thing?
Right.
Okay.
I mean, a tiller at one time may have been something used by hand, but I can't imagine someone using it anymore. You've seen them behind tractors. They have those wheels, and they run them back and forth.
They're different from plows?
Oh, sure. A plow just cuts one furrow, and that's where you plant in that furrow. A tiller is either a machine you pull behind a tractor with these little circular discs that just sort of chop it up, or it's a machine that you push like a lawnmower that has a blade that turns around and turns over the earth.
Oh, okay. What do you call a little hand tool that it might be like a spade, I'm not sure. It's shaped like a little shovel and you dig up the ground with it.
Oh, now that would be a spade to me.
All right, what's a trowel?
A trowel?
Yeah.
A trowel would be one with teeth on it.
What has teeth on it?
Yeah.
Well.